Hey, this is Phoebe, the AI assistant on a recorded line. How can I help today?
I have a new computer and I don't know how to set it up.
What specifically are you having trouble with on the new computer?
I don't know how to set it up.
Okay, can I get your first and last name? Perfect. What's your work email? Are you on a PC or Mac?
PC.
Let's try this. I'll guide you through the steps to set up your new computer. First, carefully remove the monitor from box number 1. Your desktop is already docked and has several cables connected for your convenience.
Okay.
Next, remove the monitor stand from box number 1 and attach it to the back of the primary monitor screen.
Okay.
Now, open box number 2 and remove the second monitor, mount it to the stand, then place it to the right of the primary monitor.
Okay.
Locate the DisplayPort cable connected to the desktop in the primary monitor and connect the other end to the second monitor.
Okay.
Next, locate the USB cable connected to the desktop in the primary monitor, then connect the other end of the cable to the second monitor.
Okay.
Connect the power supply from box number 3 to the back of the primary monitor. This will power both the monitor and the desktop.
Okay.
Connect the power cable from box number 2 to the back of the second monitor.
Okay.
Connect both power cables to either a surge-protected power strip or an electrical outlet.
Okay.
Connect the network cable plugged into the desktop in the primary monitor to your home modem or router.
Okay.
Connect the headset from box number 3 to an available USB port.
Okay.
Connect your wired mouse and wired keyboard to the USB ports in the back of the primary monitor.
Okay.
Power on the devices by pressing the primary monitor power button and the power button on the second monitor.
Okay.
Now, connect to the UOPX VPN by locating the lock and key icon on the screen.
Okay.
In the Cisco AnyConnect Secure Mobility Client window, click OK on the error message.
Okay.
In the Cisco AnyConnect Secure Mobility Client window, change the group field selection from SSO to username.
So I should make it username instead of SSO?
Change the group field selection from SSO to username. So it should say username, okay. Not SSO.
Okay.
You will now be prompted to enter your login credentials.
Okay.
Enter your username and the temporary password provided in your Welcome to the Universe Day 1 packet or by your manager and click OK.
Okay.
You will now be prompted to change your password.
Okay.
Accept the authorized users only disclaimer.
Okay.
After completing these steps, you will be taken back to the computer login screen. Enter your username and new password to log into Windows.
Okay.
Have you successfully logged into your computer with your new password?
Yes.
Glad that we could help you with your issue. Thank you for calling the desk. Have a good one.